Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. Again, that's Sam Cooke. The great tune, Change is Gonna Come. We are here and enjoying precious life, human civilized life, my friends. And you know, none of us ask to be here, but we are here. And what a world are we in? A lot of things to know. And we have but so much time to enjoy the life here to live. I myself am sorry very much. In the present moment, I think of the life experience that I have had and the life experience is in front of me. I don't know how long I have to live this life that may be ahead of me. However, I think this way, that as long as we are alive, based on what knowledge we have accumulated, to enjoy it. Because there's really nothing else to do that makes sense. Enjoy the life. Be, take care of yourself and help other people to take care of themselves who find themselves in a situation of needing help. I've heard a lot about people who are confused, people who are on the wrong frequency of the understanding about the world that they are in. They don't know any history. They only know of things that occur on the level of societal existence. And there are a lot of corrections needed to bring our civilized world a civilized world. Clearly, when I read the World History textbook and gather a civilized picture from the structure that the history tells, clearly, serious things, are there too, and once we are on the wrong frequency with our thinking, we make life very unpleasant. Very unpleasant. And indeed, instead of me pointing my finger on other people who should do this and do that, I realize, well, I can point my finger because maybe, you know, in some ways it appears some finger pointing needed. And maybe we should not. We're, you know, blaming somebody is all right, but blaming someone for things they do not do or for things wrong that they have done and are still doing, it does not negate me to do what I can do. It doesn't give me that type of a position to just leave it alone. No. We are to do what we can do, regardless of what other people have done wrong. The good that we can do is really what matters, because evildoers, the world could do without. But people who have the capacity to do what's right, that's the good thing that we have in life, is the good heart and mind and good thoughts of people who are able to help to bring a good atmosphere where there was not one. And so I take that seriously, that whatever I have come to know, it's not just for me to glorify myself and to have people, you know, put people in awe of me. What is that? What's that going to do to me? You know, I mean, some things that don't make any sense is what people are using to make sense. And I just don't see that things work to our good in that sense. When people are being praised for things they do, and if you really look at what they're praising somebody for, I mean, put it in my scale. My scale, it may worth something, but it you know, you can do without it. You can do without it, because when you have a situation in the human society where, as I see it, we have one of the worst situations in our societal world to be corrected. That instead people correct the things need to be corrected, you know, roll up their psychological sleeves and get to work and fix the problem. Oh no, we are having people using the flawed and awful society, you know, having people glorify them for saying things and doing things that basically glorify themselves. You know, what they do is basically for people to thank them for what they do, and still, the society is still not fixed. They are psychological, they are philosophical. There are all kinds of things in our society that needs to be changed. For example, the Bible. Do you really think that the Bible should be in our civilized society? No, when it's a sodomite written book. The Bible, it doesn't matter what you see in there, but the fact that they can write a story about Adam and Eve in a garden that never existed. If it existed, the Bible that tells us about Adam and Eve should tell us where the geography is, where Adam and Eve were created. Because where is Adam and Eve? I mean, that's some 200,000 years ago. History tells us about Adam and Eve, but the Bible don't tell us about where. History tells us that is Africa. Civilized people were created, but the Bible don't say that. It just say a spirit God make Adam and Eve. Now, where did they get the story from? You think God, a spirit God, send words, messages to prophets? We are the prophets today. Just like the talking serpent. They were talking serpent back there in the Garden of Eden, and it doesn't tell you when, what time either. The Bible is full up of this hypocrisy by telling you things, but things that remain intangible. It is intangible. You can't see it, just like God is intangible. You can't see God. And everything in the Bible is something intangible. Right? And it is easier, you know, to
behave from a mind that just satisfy with believing and having faith in tangible stuff, in tangible thinking, yes, but a lot of people in the world can easily be taken down off their responsible way of thinking to be, don't bother think about it unless you are just believing it. Just believe it. You see, it is inspired word of God. Believe it, idiot, because that's what you are, but you don't know. You believe in the Bible because you're a fool. Or you're a conspirator to those who want to corrupt the civilized world. Now, I just think, well, I'm not going to blame my parents or anybody or the preacher in my church, because I come to find out they didn't even know what they were in, what they were accepting when they accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior. It's the worst thought that a civilized person can take, because the people who are writing the Bible were never civilized. No civilized person would write what's in the Bible. And I say that based on the historic source that I read. You don't believe in something of that magnitude about Jesus Christ came into the world for sinners, come from what is written in the Bible. That is clearly intangible. Fact that the intangible word or message in the Bible would show up in some tangible way, but and for so long, none. Nothing at all. But you see a lot of reaction being done for, almost 2,000 years. And yet still, the intangible has not been ratified that a spirit God is for real. Adam and Eve in a garden. And let me just show you what I'm talking about. If you think I am lying, go to Genesis, where it tells us of the Garden of Eden, and look and see with me that what I'm saying, it is going to be impossible, not almost, but totally impossible for any civilized person to find a logical, a coherent and logical opposition to what I am saying, because what I'm saying is in etymology, proper usage of the words that I'm using to carry on and, and slap and, take these old bunch of nonsense that we have been taught out of the way. Here is my point. Let's talk about the Garden of Eden. Garden of Eden, let's say, chapter 3. First of all, let's talk about, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form. Listen, form and void. Where did this knowledge of form and void? You saying that God tell Who is this? They say this is Moses writing this, and God gave Moses this information. Now we know it's not true. There is no God that is in the history of civilization. You can't get it from hominid that never was civilized. Nobody cannot write this Bible unless they are under a knowledge that know words and can send message and receive messages. We don't have no history to tell us what this Bible is saying. All right? So first of all, just understand this. People all over the world believe this as a beginning of life, of the universe. And it is just not true. Now, who is it then that is the go-between? A spirit God, mankind, that is created upon the earth. Who? It can't be hominid. It can't be hominid. It can't be Homo erectus. It cannot be white people that come from hominid primates. It can't be Europeans because they left Africa and go up into Europe. It can't be them that is writing this. Who wrote this? It cannot be Africans. Come from the Elohim. So where did this Bible come from? It come from Sodomites. And you trace where Sodomites come from. Are these white people? Yes. So they wrote these things because guess what? They break out from their species, hominid, and come over to Sapien. And interbreed with them. That's what they did. So they get the blood of civilized humans that came from the Elohim gods. That's how the world came to be where it's at here today. Into what I'm saying, that this Bible, wherever it come from, the people who wrote this, they read civilized history about African creation of mankind. So when you read this Bible, it sounds like, you really don't know what time this Bible is talking. The Bible is not giving you no specific time because the people who are writing it have an agenda. By knowing history, they are able to fashion what they want to write because they have a reason. All right? So let's go on and find out if what they write makes sense. When we read in our history that the gods that came to earth, there was this same situation, you know, that they are writing in the beginning of civilization, is basically what they are writing in the Bible, but you won't know it unless you read world prehistory. You won't know that these Sodomites that's writing Genesis creation story, you won't know that they are writing it from history, from civilized history, not from the time when they were evolving, you know, 3.5 million years ago. No, but now they're talking. These Sodomites are talking. They learn to read and everything like that from who? The gods. They learn it from civilization because all of their time, there is no record that they had anything civilized at all that they created. Nothing! White people had nothing at all up to 100,000 years ago. They were making stone tools. And I assure you, they can't show you anything that they created as civilized people within the 1.5 million years that they're in Europe. Naturally, they couldn't. It was impossible for them to create anything civilized. They did not. Until the Bronze Age, they didn't have a Bronze Age. No. The gods brought about Bronze Age where metal was made. And it is since then they no longer make stone tools. Oh, so they get some civility not according to natural human progress, development. They go out of the way to fuck other people from a different species. That's what they did. That's why the world is rolling all over the place, and they're talking about they have government. It is not possible for white people to have a government at all. Naturally, they couldn't have a government. And naturally, they have a government. What is it? What kind of government is it? An uncivilized government where they like to kill and treat civilized people like they are animals and stuff like that. That is the kind of world you're seeing right now. Isn't it true? All right. Well, this is the Bible that they wrote. And I'm going to show you when we believe the Bible, what we are missing. We are missing vital stuff that we should see to know that this is an uncivilized book. Writing off history, where situation exists, and put it in the Bible like, oh, it is a civil, it is their spirit God in the Bible that, you know, done all these things and under these premises. Watch this now. Let's see. If this is making any sense, it's going to say God make mankind in a garden on planet Earth and see if I am on the right track. Is there a garden here on Earth that created Adam and Eve? Let's find out. It says the God that created the beginning of civilization. This now, we can't talk about creating the Earth or creating the sun or any place else, right? We need to focus on the earth where the Garden of Eden is to see whether or not was there a time on earth when there was nothing here, like, yeah, nothing civil life occurred here. When it say in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Well, for darkness to be upon the face of the deep, and there was the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the spirit of the and the spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. So this is giving a sense that the entire global world was covered with water, and that darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved up on the face of the waters. All right. When you read the history about when the gods came about, the entire earth was not covered with water, because we know that the hominid were in Africa, right? And then they left Africa and go up into Europe. So there was dry land. There was not all water. Right, but these Sodomites, they're writing it the way they think people can, you know, may not understand, but nod and say, okay, and accept that. All right. So they are going on, and they are going to, like, tell you how the Spirit God create mankind, right? And we're looking for the garden. It goes on to say, it goes on to say, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. there are things that happen in history that they are bringing in to what they're writing. And what we know in history, it wouldn't go the way they are fixing things here in the Bible, right? But as you can see later, we would believe all these things that they wrote until somewhere down the road, civilized people begin to take note of things, like I am doing here right now, analyzing what they say is a revelation from God, right? And whether or not we will see tangible things that the intangible God did. We are searching for that now because we only know of tangible things that they say, of intangible things. We have the intangible thing that they have written and said things that God did. We're looking for what one specific thing that they wrote that God did, right? We're looking for the place where it was done to see if God told whoever a prophet was that they claim wrote these things, whoever wrote these things, we want to see that tangible thing to be evidence so that we can say, oh, well, a spirit God does exist. Up to now, we can't say that because I'm looking for this specific evidence that is to tell us for real, oh, he make Adam and Eve right here. We're looking for that place. Let's see. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. Even on the morning were the second day, and God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. And let the dry land appear, and it was so. Now, think about the asteroid belt. And think about place of the asteroid belt between Jupiter and Mars, where a lot of debris are. Now, does it have anything to do with where the Earth was taken from and put into this orbit that it's in, where it's talking about divide the waters from the waters? Or else, what are they talking about? But God said that the waters divide the waters from the water. There is more to this than you would imagine when you read this. Something happened, but these sodomites are just making a story and with things that people are not going to, easily know what they are talking about, but believe it. All right. Just believing something that you don't know, you're always in jeopardy because you don't know what danger lies in what you don't know. So it goes on. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth and the gathering together of the water of the waters called E seas. And God saw that it was good. There is in our history, Sumerian history, the reason why this planet is called Earth. And it is not what they are saying about God call it Earth. It could work out to be like that, but the history, this is not following the historic writing for what they are talking about here. Yes? And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb. And this is what the gods, when they came here, the Elohim did, to make the earth itself become habitable for civilized human life. They are writing it in the Bible and give it all the credit of everything that the Elohim came and do. They are giving it to a spirit god they call the monotheism god of the Bible. All right, it goes on. So God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb, yielding seed and the fruit and the fruit tree, yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb, yielding seed after its kind, and three yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be light, and let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for season, for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. They don't say the stars are planets, right? Verse 17, Genesis 1. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. To give light upon the earth? What kind of light? of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And to rule over the day. And to rule over the day and over the night. And to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Mm-hmm. Right? Good, right? Not bad, good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly moving creatures. That has life, and fowl that may fly above the firmament of heaven. And God created whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the sea, and let fowl multiply in the earth." And the evening and the morning were the fifth day, and God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, beast of the earth after his kind, beast of the earth," right? Including then, you know, I'm not reading this, I'm just commenting, including the talking serpent, right? Because that's what they say somewhere, that the talking serpent was created in the days that God created the world. Talking serpent, right? Mm-hmm. And it goes on to say, "And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good." Everything good. I don't make no mistake. That won't be the case. After all is said and done, that won't be the case. Everything that God said good is all alive. All right, 26. God said, "Let us man in our image, after our likeness, make man." All right, so here we come with it. Here we come. "And God said, let us make man in our image." Us. So there is a plural word here to reflect upon this spirit God. You can see where it is attributing these things to the spirit God. Let us, who is us? The begotten son that God beget without a woman. Right? Sound like homosexual to this year. This don't sound right. But that's what they are writing. The inspired word of God. The spirit God. All right? So time to begin to examine the spirit God that is being written about in the Bible. And how are we going to make the spirit God a real spirit God that is somewhere with intelligence and creating all these things that they are writing about in the Bible. "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion." You hear that? Dominion, have dominion. You don't think that God make man that couldn't talk, right? Right? So you have to start thinking now, if they're talking about the origin and stuff like that, and what we know of history in time. All right, put these stuff together for you know, for logic's sake. So he says, "And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all earth, and over every creeping thing that creep upon the earth. Now, where is this taking place today? Who is having dominion over the earth today? Think about all of that. Go further now, because we're going for this place now for evidence that a spirit God did make mankind. That's what, and let's say this is not, myth, right? We don't want no myth. We don't want no myth at all. We want history. If the thing happened, let it be history. We're dealing with history. Okay? It's history, an act of history. It's history by even a spirit God. Let it be history, something we can see if it's done on earth. That's what I'm after. You don't believe no nonsense that somebody talks about a spirit God did this and did that, but certain things you can't find nowhere at all, right? So we could say some things that they say God did is something that we can identify. But what about the garden? We're going towards it now to see whether or not this space of Adam and Eve is something that the Bible is going to tell us about. What is going to happen if we don't find the garden in the Bible? What will you say about that? What will you conclude? Right? Now we have sodomites ruling the world. Come on now. Sodomites with some very mysterious kind of information that is missing from, as it were, missing from society. You know, we may find out the truth, but by the time they block us from reading and finding out, we may never find out. But so it goes on to say now, God. So God created man. So not the hominid though. It's not the hominid. This man that he's talking about here is, it can't be man we can't talk. You see what I mean? So God created man in his own image. Now, you tell me before we get further. God, the spirit God, make talking mankind in his own image? You got to be kidding me. A spirit God did that? How does a spirit God talking man? We're not talking about Jesus. Who they call Adam. And he said us, which means it wasn't just God alone. You know, is this talking about the Elohim? You know, in are they really talking about the Elohim that created Adam and Eve in the garden? You know what I mean? So you look at this and the entire world is gone after these sodomites and what they write in the Bible. When you believe this story and you don't read to get word science process results, you believe all kind of nuts, you know, foolishness. And you will never get to the bottom of it, but believe it until you're dead and take confidence in belief and faith in a Jesus that they said is built, the system that the sodomites are using is one where you cannot find a trace of any Adam and Eve in a garden anywhere. You can't find no trace of a Jesus Christ come from heaven. No trace at all. You can't find no trace of where God and his son settle down and decide what they are going to create. Right? Because remember, there is curse of Adam and Eve in a garden. We want to find that garden place. You see what I mean? So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. So we are looking forward to come to the place where, because God make heaven and earth, you know, and a lot of things. So we will have to see, did he created man from a different planet and bring them, or somewhere in space and bring them to earth? We don't know. We don't know yet. Let's move on. God created him. Male and female created he them. So this was all a genetic situation that they are writing in the Bible, but they don't want to tell us this. They want us to think that it is a spirit God that is doing and saying these things. But if it is a spirit God, that's fine. But let's see the place where the spirit God is going to tell them the piece of land where he created Adam and Eve. If we don't have that, now send these sodomites to go back to Europe, go fuck each other's ass, and leave civilized land and people alone. You get it? Yeah, you get it. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. It doesn't sound to me like he was talking to sodomites, homo sapiens. It doesn't sound like that's who God was talking to, whatever that God is. Like in the Bible, you don't have to go too far to know that we are dealing with sodomite fucking ass Europeans in the Bible. That's what we're dealing with. So it says, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that move upon earth. Oh, you hear that? Upon earth. So we know that everything about mankind is done upon earth. It is done upon earth. But we want to find out where the garden is. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree, of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. And to every beast, every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, where in there is life. I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, very good. And the evening and the morning was the first day. All right. So we know it is on earth, right? 100%. It is on earth. that the creation was done by the Spirit God. But where? Second chapter. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of heaven. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and the rest, and he rests on the seventh day from all of his work which he had made. It models that as a God of spirit need to work after a seventh day. First of all, the days don't make any sense. And there's clarification to of the seventh day that they wrote in the Bible was not a good presentation for creation time, because you couldn't be making night and day when earth was not even created yet in the scope of the creation of the entire universe. So it doesn't make any sense here. There's a lot of very uncivilized statements are being made here that don't coincide with civilized accounting of history, right? Because the making of the world is there. If you can find anything about the establishment of Earth or universe, it would be history. It would be history. It happened. Right? So you can't be writing something to represent what happened and you are saying a lot of things that is not consistent with the history. All right. So it goes on now that we're still reading about the earth, what done upon the earth, but we want to find out the specific place where Adam and Eve were created. And God blessed the heaven, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctify it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth. Yes, when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth. So he made in the day that the Lord God made the earth. So he made the earth all in one day. and the heavens, right? He made it all in one day. And every plant in that, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. So the Lord made all those things even before they were planted in the ground. For the Lord God hath not caused it to rain upon the earth. Now, you know that the gods came here, the Elohim, and caused rain season. They are the one that set up the ordinance for rain to fall. That's the Elohim gods. Right? They are the gods, the immortal, who control the heavens and the earth. Right? And they come and replenish the earth so that civilized life can be here. And they are writing it and attribute it to a spirit god, right? That of all that they say about that god, it would not turn out to be a civilized God at all that they are writing about in this Bible here. If you read this stuff and you think of it in a civilized words, to tell civilized story. It doesn't make any sense, because God in the Bible, he said to be all-knowing. He is he's everywhere, ubiquitous. God is everywhere. God foresees all things. He ordains all things. And you cannot find in civilized history about the world that those things that they are writing in the Bible are representing those things. Because God and his son who decided to make Adam and Eve could not be civilized gods doing that, because they would know what they were making biological creatures and massive technology perform the human body. And, you know, there's no way. God of the Bible, the performance of the God of the Bible, to say he created mankind. Because how did he know exactly how Adam and Eve would behave and didn't know that they were going to go wrong? You know, and when they were telling Adam and Eve not to eat this, not to eat that, and stuff like that, they didn't know that they were going to go wrong and address it and avoid it, because God don't want to see no excitement of these people going crazy. So it was in their favor to make sure that these people were created and they know exactly what to do. They're not going to be enticed by nothing else. And why do you think they would be enticed and they didn't know even that they were naked at that point? They didn't even know to have sex. You see what I mean? Because at one stage they say, tell God that, you know, they were naked and they were hiding and stuff like that. They say, who tell you that you're naked? And all these whole bunch of nonsense. All right? So we're going to where we should see the garden. He says, and the Lord God planted, listen to this, because we're looking for the garden. There is no excuse to be given for not telling where which piece of land, because there are other places in the Bible that name certain places where something happened. Not in the creation, but otherwise, other account where they tell you about a place. We want to know now this important thing about the spirit God, and especially the fact that they are telling us it is a spirit God that created Adam and Eve from the dust of the ground. All right? So this is a targeted verse. I am looking forward to find the garden in this section. This is Genesis chapter 2 and the 8th verse. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. Where is Eden? Eden can be anywhere. I'm not joking. You see, of all the things that we need to know, this is imperative for us to know. My intent is to prove to you that Sodomites write this book, and the God that they're writing about is a Sodomite God. Because this Sodomite God cannot be the God that talk about male and female in his image. You know, they're talking about making them in image. Oh, really? The God and company created us, which you say it is his son Jesus, because see, whatever he did to beget a son, you know, it's up to one's intellectual thinking to know, to judge whether or not this Bible is making any sense. Especially to a character where you submit yourself to as a sovereign God of the universe. If you bring that character, God of the universe, to the character of being a Sodomite God that begot a son, and say, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. I mean, no woman is included into the God and Jesus existence. So why would they create us, male and female, Adam and Eve? Why would, you know, two Sodomites create talking man? Can you tell me? Tell me. Tell me, because these people say they are they have a government that is rest upon that Jesus, God's son, right there. In the year of our Lord, A.D. on a Domini. That's what they base their government power on. Now, we want to find that garden, the Eden garden, because they name it. These fucking fools. That's how much fucking idiots. That all they know to do is go about and steal what you have and kick you out. Make up a church called Christianity. All right. So you watch this. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is planted, that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden. See? The tree of life in the garden. And you can tell here that this is a funny verse, because what is the tree of life in the midst of the garden and the tree of knowledge and good and evil? You know, I don't see this is talking about anything else in this garden that they are talking, that he told the woman, don't eat of the fruit, don't touch it. It's talking about the woman's private part or vagina. And that is, if whether or not you know, it is a symbol of good and evil. Tree, of life, right? You don't know? A woman is one of life. Her vagina is where, you know, I mean, she gave birth. She would have, you know, have sex and give birth. So when they were writing that, God said, don't touch this fruit, don't eat this fruit, you got to understand that, you know, this is not history that they're writing. These are faggots taking over the world, and they are saying they have a book that tell you how the world was created. This is what these sodomites do. You got to have the history and know where white people are coming from the first hominid who walk upright, and from ape-like humans. That's where they come from. So what we're reading in the Bible now, this is their contribution to take charge of the civilized world, telling you all these old bunch of stuff that don't make any civilized sense. Because right here, they know they are blocked from saying Adam and Eve in a garden without saying where it's at. They are blocked because history that they are working from already said man was created in South Africa. and that there were, of course, the first people that were created put to work in a garden. But history doesn't have a problem to say everything. But these sodomites have a problem to tell you exactly what they're talking about. So they are speaking in intangible terms, talking about a tree of life in a garden. And they still cannot tell where the garden is. Because it doesn't make any sense. It's not instructive to say, well, anywhere on planet Earth. It does not make any sense. So if God is giving this as a message to tell people how you were created in the world, it doesn't come close at all to be representing that. So when they make this to be the foundation of church and Jesus Christ died for your sin, it only takes for us to come to our senses and begin to read with sense. And it will be the end of these faggots, white people. Because they never even come close to having a government established. None whatsoever. All white people are doing here is fraud. AD and Adam and Eve government is fraud. You see what I mean? They don't have any premise on which they rest a Bible. No premise at all. But they're trying. They tried. All the Supreme Court, police, law and order and all, Secret Service and stuff like that. It's fraud. Everything that they're doing is fraud. You know what I mean? But they got, you know, just about most of the world. Some people who don't buy into it, they don't show any, you know, real resistance against it. You know, like taking a stand. Take a stand. Because they are not the civilized people. Right? They do evil things and began to talk. They got our blood. Yes, they do. But look, they are posing a challenge to us. But whenever we are able to handle the language, we get rid of them. We get rid of sodomites. And so it is. It's a good challenge, and we suffer too much for this. But it's time that we don't have a problem to get ourselves in structure and in form. Who we are and who our Creator is. Now, if we have to be trying to, you know, to grope against the wall on how we were created, I know who my mother and my father, I know who they are. Jonathan and Iona. I know, I'm not asking anybody because I was grown up and turned adult before they passed away. I know them. We have the history now that only so we can know in our human existence who we are and who created us. And it is very clear, and you can't miss what the fact is about it. So we don't have anything right now to do besides get out of the church. Because everything I'm reading here about what God said, look, you can't find it in any kind of a measure of sound judgment to be true and something that you should believe and follow. Nonsense. So here is what I wanted to bring to you, that the world that we have here, where these guys out there with guns and killing, Putin is out there going on a second push to destroy Ukraine. Now, these guys, if you tell me that they are civilized, I would say, you know what happened? Your brain is gone. Because if you look and see that they say he just brought one of the general that he had in Syria, and the name that guy has, he's a slaughter of people. And that's the general he bring out to go after Ukraine. But Ukraine are not Europeans. They are the same hominid species. And look at what they're doing to themselves. But it is not new that these white people are slaughterers. Look at the way they slaughter the African people. Everywhere they go, and you have Palestine is one of the places that you can point out with extensive history about what they do in Palestine. And I do not get any kind of good reason except the fact later, not too long ago, I realized what the reason is. How were they led to do all these things? And I got the answer. Africa. Own blood. Just as how our ancestors allow these faggots to interbreed them and get their blood and start talk and start run the world. Africa did basically something similar to what those people do. Because the significance of the interbreeding is really what sever us from our Creator. We get racist, whatever, syphilis or whatever, what them carrying of them bloodline. When they interbreed with us, we catch their disease. That's why our brain don't function well. And you may wonder, what do I mean? If you don't know, then let me tell you. Why are white people ruling black people? Why white people take us into slavery? Why when we are killed by the white people, we don't have a government over us to protect us? From 509 BC, go right to that date in history and tell me, have you found white people doing anything political, like have a society and a culture and was able to do political things? Did you see them seizing anything from the Africans prior to 509 BC? Can you find anything of them at all in Europe that shows that they were civilized and talking and doing things? They only make some tools, and that's all they were making until the Bronze Age, right? So whatever they have done and land us to where we are, if we don't care about what they did, well, go ahead and be baptized in the name of Jesus, right? Because you don't know what that is. You believe it like everything else. About Adam and Eve in a garden, and you don't understand what Adam and Eve in a garden is all about. That this world is going to go on and civilize as it is right now. You're wrong. You're wrong about it. Because we can have something like this Bible reading, and everything that is done by this old bunch of fraudulent writing that they are writing about Adam and Eve in a garden. And then a Jesus is going to come later. All these kind of stuff don't add up to one tiny little reality to say what these white people are saying are true. The Sodomites, they're hominid. They ape like first humans. They don't belong. Who is the reigning human being on the earth? because you don't see no more of the hominid species and their offspring like the Homo erectus. They say they are all extinct. They even be saying our Neanderthal, that is sapien species, they are saying that they are extinct too, because they killed them off after fuck them for almost 40,000 years, and they become beautiful Neanderthal humans now, right? And it's after that they capture some of our ethnic hybrid people and get children by them. They are criminals. They did it. That's why they are talking today and look like us in a lot of ways. But they can't hide. And their action, a fucking ass, and at the same time making inroads in our society to get more and more cross breeding to kill us out, like they kill out the Neanderthals. That's what is happening. Now, come on now, when you allow these type of, faggots to set up courthouse, to set up police and stuff like that, you see how many of the African people get killed by their police? You know what I mean? And they have a system that controls the African people. We don't have a government because Africa is over there. Don't give a darn about us. They are getting big, big bucks from these sodomites. Really? This is the condition we are under. And look, I'm telling you, if you don't wake up to the knowledge that control our civilization, then you will not reap the benefit of civilization. These white fucking ass people, it's time that they know, and we don't have to go to them and make any plea, because the means by which they are handling anything that we live by, it's time for them to go, disappear, and let us live our lives that is given to us to live. They come with their talking serpent self and, about their government. They're not government in no kind of way. Look into the world, it's a textbook, and you will know these people have absolutely no grounds. They don't have, they have zilch in Europe to prove over the past 1.5 million years that they could talk or do anything civilized. They don't have none. So I took you through this today to prove to you that there is no spirit God in the Bible, because they use that spirit God as a means to get to the African people. That's what they do. And see, they never had clothes. They never had anything civilized. They get everything off of us. You see, if we understand our history, we will find out the truth about that. Come on, we can't do this. But whether or not you want to or not, the truth is, as long as they didn't finish us off, and there is some remnant of us here, we'll do the job. We will do the job. Because as long as we have the blood, we have the life, the spirit is inside of us, we'll get rid of these faggots who feel so good that they are able to pull off what they pull off. I'm telling you, get out. Get out. You see, they tell you that the tornadoes are shifting towards the east. Look out, Floridian states in the east. Because, really, it is a change. How many tornadoes is touching down now, like almost 50, 60 tornadoes one time. Now, like about some and 40 or 30 something one time now. You have never seen this frequency of tornadoes. And I'm telling you, you people out there, your churchgoers, you know, following these sodomite white people, you're going to find out. You're going to really, really find out who the Elohims are. So I show you there is no garden whatsoever. And you read down more and you will find out that are here in an Eden garden and read on. And let me read to where it doesn't tell us about no garden at all, where it's at. And out of the ground, out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the mid of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You know, why evil in the garden? For what? Evil should not dwell in the place of the God. And a river went out of Eden. They're telling us about Eden, right? But where? To water the garden, and from thence it was parted and become into four heads. They're not telling you that these four rivers was excavated by the gods when they came here. It's in the history exactly how those rivers were made and why. And that the river eventually was used to started civilization, big civilization, like in Mesopotamia, and go on and on. So, it says, and a river went out of Eden towards the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison. All right, so we keep on going on and talk about the garden, the Eden garden, but it did not telling us which piece of land it's on. Where is that? You see what I mean? They're staying away from telling you where the garden is, what piece of land it's on. In South Africa? Or it's in one of the other countries in Africa? They won't tell you that, but they keep on telling you about this Garden Eden. And these idiots don't realize that they are dodging a piece of information they cannot afford to dodge. They cannot afford to dodge. They're not talking about themselves. They're talking about us. It is detrimental if they're fooling around with us. Hey, fool around good. But here is what I am trying to tell you. When we have these faggots taking our territory over, and we don't have the we don't have the word power to drive them away, then we are out. We are out because all they are using is talking their faggot tongue lies, writing them in a Bible, and we cannot rebut nothing. They're using words, right? And they are implying, you know, things. But if we use words the right way, they can't imply. They cannot, you know, make stuff up and promise you to believe it and, you know, and that things will work out. No. we must see tangible and intangible, mesh together. You know, if we don't see God when he is there doing it, let us see the thing on the spot. All right. So it goes on to show you here that talk about the Euphrates. No. All right. So now they're talking about and out of the ground. All right. Now we're coming close to deciphering something, because when they are talking about the river and the four rivers, right, and they talk about Ethiopia, and they talk about, and the name of the third river is Edekel, that is it, which goeth toward the east, Syria, all right? And the fourth river is Euphrates. The Lord God took the man, right? The Lord God took the man and put him into the garden to dress it. So it is saying that, and the Lord God plant a garden eastward in Eden. There he put the man whom he formed. All right. So the ground that they are talking about will come out indefinitely in what they are saying. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is planted that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. All right. And then it is telling us now, and a river and a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it parted and became and came into four heads. The name of the first is Pison. All right. After they named all the rivers now, where this garden is planted, it begins to talk about the rivers. So this is a clue of where they are saying God planted the garden, right? After he make them from the dust of the ground. All right. So it talk about the name of these garden, Gion, Ethiopia. And the gold of that land was good. There is delium and the orange stone, and the name of the second river is Gion, and Gion, the same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia.
All right.
To them naming a place Ethiopia. But it doesn't say that where the garden is Ethiopia. It is simply saying that the name of the second river, Gihon, the same is it that compasseth, mean it passed by the whole land of Ethiopia. I don't see yet where they make an attempt to tell us the spot we can glean that they are talking about African existence, but they're not telling us where to go find this garden. Garden is not supposed to be a big thing. It's a little, you know, place, maybe a acre or two or something. But where is the spot? In Africa, where? If it's even Africa, where? But it doesn't, you know, clearly like tell us Africa. It doesn't. They don't want us to even say that, right? So you have to read and analyze up what you're reading here, right? Eden, he says, where they were, the garden, God formed man of the dust, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward of Eden. So, where is Eden? You know what I mean? Where is Eden? And so, indeed, that's where in this Bible, talking about Eden, why are white people writing it? Writing about African people existence. Why? And since when they wrote about it? They want to say some God is a spirit and he wrote it and tell some Moses or something like that. I mean, you mean, would these sodomites be given that permission? And they are species of primates. Can primates, would the gods, a real god in the term of what the Bible is supposed to represent, would that god of the world give any kind of permission to the human first species, hominid, would they? All right. So to finish here, the garden, it is saying, and God, look, and God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden and to dress it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But, you know what I mean? It's telling you about a garden. And then it's going to tell you some bizarre things that happen in chapter 3, where this God didn't give a biscuit about what happened to these people. So, a fairly good idea of what the Bible is implying when they talk about the Eden Garden. And they're talking about a God that you cannot see did these things. These are sodomites making a spirit god for the African people to psychologically believe That is their God by faith and belief. You got to toss these sodomites, you know, these fraudulent people out. You got to toss them out. This Bible that they come preaching about Jesus Christ? No, no more of that. No more of it. I mean, bulldoze down the churches and their courthouses and everything. May the tornadoes get them all out. They will do it on the right time. Now, that's basically what I want to show you, the way these white people, the way they are doing what they are doing to turn the entire civilized world into a confused, uncivilized place. And most of all, they want civilized people to accept that homosexuality is a good thing. No, you don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. You know, I mean, I'll call down fire from heaven, Nibiru, to burn them to ashes, because that's what they have done to us. We don't do them anything. They actually take our own stuff and kill us with it. These white people. Okay? So if you think that I should shut my mouth, you find something good to do with your mouth. Because I am telling you, until what you are to do is tell these sodomite white people to get out. Get out. Yeah, you think it's a big thing to do? No, you see, they make it easy by telling you it's their country. No, I'm telling you, it's not true. It's just not true. And when you see the tornado wind coming, you tell the tornado that. Tell them that, no, this is our country. You tell the tornado that. My friends, I feel I might just say disgusting. My experience growing up in the church and now read and find out these white people who they are. Oh, hell. Talking about they have government. They don't even come close. Now, if they really, where did they get government from? When? When did they start talking? They don't want the civilized world to know that. See, they are dressing up like us right now. Jacket and tie and, you know, make all things beautiful and stuff like that. That they want us to think that they are the civilized people. And I'm saying, no, you know what? No, there is not much more time to tolerate them. Not much time left to tolerate them. And if you want them to stay out here and interbreed up like whatever you call it, Takanji or what her name is, gone into Supreme Court, that's not the Supreme Court supposed to be in America. You know, it's kingship government and law. Righteous kings and making and administrating law code. That's our place, not the sodomite place. That's what it is. And they must leave, you see, because the gods don't expect for us to sit here with these sodomites, okay, and telling us we must follow their sodomite rule. No, that don't exist. That does not exist. It means that, look, they are in jeopardy, and that's all I invoke, is that they must perish for what they do. The sins of their foreparents try them, if that's what they expect, that our legacy must be theirs. No. You know, if my ancestors were doing something to these sodomite hominids, you know what? I would be no less honest about justice. White people justice from the gods. The workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their our own existence. We come from them, not Hunu. Not Hunu. No matter how Hunu talking and dressing and stuff like that, you will never be civilized. Go back and join your hominid evolutionary development. Go back and go enjoy that. Don't come and fuck and destroy our species for you to reign. Get out. You go out and greet the tornadoes when you see it come. Now, my friends, it's not anybody who wants to face up to the fact that we have been terrorized by these white people. Terrorized by them. They want to have a good ending. A good ending? The gods will reward them for what they do. And that's the ending that they're going to get. All right. So now let me get around to this priestess. This little priestess that I brought to share. Kingship rule need no bureau of investigation, forensic, to convict gays. Our kingship government rule need no bureau of investigation. Because everything they do is clearly out on the marquee, out on the front. If you read the Bible, you see what they do. Anything else you're reading, you see what they do. And African people don't worth anything. They are who worth something. Can't you see? Can't you see? These sodomites. They think that African people don't worth anything. You know what I mean? And mean they have all that cleverness to use academic knowledge to use as a bulldozer all this things that they can write and speak evil of the gods and their creation. Yeah. That's the way they are living right now. They are the big deal on planet Earth. And they're going to find out that, you know what? They're far from that. They're far from that. So, they're gay. You see, they're splitting up themselves like, oh, they are not all gay. That's their trick. That works anymore. You see, their Tyler Perry. You know, he is way to wealth, is using this whatever they call this female figure. Tyler Perry is top executive now of his business. I mean Hulk, you know, it you know, once things were bad with him, it was bad, but it sure turns good for him, you know. And I want to tell you something. What we are seeing is one thing, how a guy like Tyler Perry become wealthy, you know what I mean? I mean, somebody like me who know exactly what these white people are all about for in America now, 400 years, and what they have done to the African people, Hollywood is like the place that they call Hollywood. It's a sodomite place. You see, you go to Hollywood, they're going to send you to Hollywood to do, I mean, you're going into the art of homosexual, you know, cesspool. You see? And oh, it is spread abroad that for you to get along in Hollywood, you will have to give up your asshole. You see, because how many of them around here are kingpin ready to drop your drawers and fuck you? My thing is, how did Tyler Perry, how did he get to be where he's at? You know, I can't trust anything about Tyler Perry because these white people, they are very sneaky. And they have our wealth, our money that they are spending. They can shape society whatever way they want to shape it. Anytime an African person move into the church, you don't trust them. You see what I mean? Because they may look, and then they're going to play like a Christian. And anytime you become a Christian, you are no longer someone that civilized sense be counted a civilized person. You'll be talking and behaving and be charitable and everything like that. But what is your foundation? What is your inner core? Because it's not that you become civilized when you become a Christian. You just don't. You see, because how did these white people who are hominid never talk started to talk? They fuck the wrong people to start talking. So what are you going to say about them? What can you say about them? You want to look on them with integrity of being civilized? Except you don't know when civilized came to the earth and what constitutes civility. It's not just talking now because these people just throw a monkey wrench into the way that in the BC era, when you'd understand without question what is civilization, you would know back there, but not now when they call out AD Anno Domini. You know, you can't find any basis in the era of our Lord. Where'd that come from? They're calling a black man, a African hybrid man, Jesus Christ today in a book. And if you're following these kind of stuff, you're not going down a civilized road in your head. Tyler Perry, he's a staunch Christian. He's sitting down with like this, you know, these other type of evangelical thing. And, you know, Tyler Perry is not a civilized person in blood. Yes, he's born African, but these white people, you know, they come in with their interbreeding blood. You see, interbreeding, and working all kind of wonders. You see what I mean? And if you don't know that they are talking with the devil's tongue, right, and use wealth and whatever to make it seem like, oh, this is a good thing for you to join. No, that's not it, my friends. That's not it. If all these people we talk about, his brother, JFK. JFK was somebody who spoke like, you know, he likes everybody. But he represents an institution that is a sodomite. Sodomite. And whether or not he takes to the sodomite life, but he's in the culture of the sodomite. And he is holding the office that the sodomites have ordained to use, you know, to destroy the civilized people. So, I mean, who am I to, like, take now as somebody who is on the right frequency of civilization? No, it would not be at all a very, not as far as he manifests anything right now. You know, and I do think that he sounds like what we would consider to be a sensible person, right? But as far as being civilized by the world historic standard, when you read on what is supposed to go on planet Earth as, you know, having orderly civilized societies with king ruling, that's not what is going on out there. And there's just no way we could represent civilization unless we're doing that. You see, you think like Oprah Winfrey is civilized? Oprah Winfrey talks about mundane stuff. You see what I mean? And if you think she is someone for you to really look up to, no, if you want wealth, you look up to Oprah Winfrey. But Oprah Winfrey is not talking history to you. If she's talking your history to you, she would be dealing with something that you are interested in. But that's not what she's in. She's always calling people in to talk all kind of nonsense. And you listen to them and that's it. I mean, Eckhart Tolle was somebody that was interesting. But what is Eckhart Tolle? How does he help you? Of course, that guy is going to tell you something that can help you in some way in life. Yeah. Eckhart Tolle not talking about your history to you. He's not talking your history to you. Look, where we are today, if somebody is not talking your history to you to give you real human civilized power inside of your system, you really may help just a little by them. But you don't want just that little help. You know, it's like you listen to Dr. Martin Luther King. He's telling you a whole bunch of stuff. But the other guys, them, you know, Jesse Jackson and all them, they may tell you some things. And a whole bunch of African people who begin to have a little wealth, they talk and carry on. But at the end of the day, they don't tell you about your history. You know what I mean? They come a lot of ways, like the World History Textbook. It doesn't tell you about your indigenous beginning. It tells you a lot about language and stuff like that, and generally things that happen in the past. Yeah, but you will be longing to know, how were you created as in human form? How did it happen? You want to know about that. Like how you know about how you were born from your mother and your father. It's not the primary existence when you just deal with your mother and your father. That's not the primary. You know, that is like a secondary existence with your mother and your father. The first existence is the world history that tells you exactly what happened. And for that, the easy way to get to real, real serious information on that, buy you a little booklet in either Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. The book is Genesis Revisited. Now, the issues that are covered here is from Mesopotamian Sumerian prehistory. It's coming from the tablet by author Zachariah Sitchin and Samuel Noah Kramer. Read and find out the people who spring up in that area of the land and how they are connected to prehistory. There's nothing else. What is going to put you in line of knowledge how the entire planetary system works and how we fit into it? That's the book you want to read. And you will be able to tell when you read it if it satisfies your quest. If you know the premise on which things are to be built, then you will know when you read something that is telling you, you know, the very basis or the precis, right? The precis. You want an information that is precis to what you're looking for. I am telling you that if you are like many people, you're looking for wealth, you want to be somebody, you know, I mean, you know, you have to put that in a context that, of course, you need things in life, but the context in which these white people set up to be somebody, and if you as an African person, what you will have to do to go through them to be somebody, by the time you are done, you lose your soul and you don't even know it. You know what I mean? There is a different way to go and to live your life when you want the truth to be in your head and you don't want anybody's opinion or ideas. If you're reading certified history, it's not like reading the Bible that you believe. I mean, what kind of credibility do you think your belief has in believing Genesis creation story or all the way through to the book of Revelation? What kind of credibility your belief has when there is hardly anything in the Bible that you could say you know for sure? You believe the whole thing on the entire paradigm of these sodomite white people. They come to deceive us. They come to destroy us. The church come to destroy the African ethnic people. That's what it's all about. So when they write all these old bunch of foolishness and find out, oh, that we are eager to accept Abraham, and God talking to Abraham, and nothing don't go so. Nothing don't go so. It's going to cost you to find out. It's going to cost you. What is going to cost you? It's going to cost you a strong interest to know. That's right. And you're looking for the information that's going to tell you, right? By this time, you are fully infested with the church, these sodomite white people religion. Not religion, church. You know, because religion is what represents the gods and the hybrid people, the ethnic people. That's it. There's no other civilized people. And you think that because you see these white people, they can talk. No, you must find out how they come to talk and know that there's a problem with them because they are faggots. They are civilized. They are fucking ass. I mean, culture. They don't belong to our culture. And if you think that you must go fuck and marry them and all that kind of stuff, you will die and perish in your ignorance. Really, because that's not the way it works. It is blood. It is taxonomic blood that make us the species that we are, right? And it is similar that make these white people who they are, but the thing is they're dissatisfied with themselves being that they were flat-faced apes. That's where they come from. 3.5 million years ago, okay? And when they come up and develop 2 million years, they left Africa and go up into Europe. And 1.5 million years ago, they go up into, they migrate from Africa and go up into Europe, right? 1.5 million years ago. Yes, they went up there, right? But at that time, they were like 2 million years in maturity. You see what I mean? All right. So 1.5 million years is just about gone now, right? What happened to them? What happened to them? They never talk. All the 3 million of almost 4 million years, they never spoke a word. They couldn't speak a word. It was not in their fate to be talking humans. So what they do, they left their species and go seek to have sex with a species they don't belong. They can't check to know whether or not these people's blood is right for them, or what harm would they do. No, they go ahead, and by the time they're done with the Neanderthals, they were dead. Kill off the Neanderthals while they become a good-looking human species. Well, no, it's not species, not species. They are off-breed. Whichever way you take it, they are off-breed sapien because they're talking. You can't deny that. But the point is, their root is hominid, is monkeys. Okay? Primates. That's who they are. That's the reason why they kill the African people. They cannot get along with anybody else that are sapien. They cannot get along with them because they are innate body fuck. You see what I mean? And what they are doing right now is to fool us like, oh, you know, they have this power because they talk like us and whatnot. That's what they're doing. And when we don't know that they don't stand on any foundation of civilization to be ruling, that's all they want, is to left alone to do what they are doing, and they're going all up wherever they say they go and things like that. But my friends, to know the truth and to speak the truth is just like I am doing right now, because where am I coming? I'm coming from in the art of the church, half a century later is when I am beginning to find out that, something is wrong here. It just cannot sustain. It must not sustain. These folks, if you don't see, it is the worst idiotic thing you have ever seen. Humankind does. And that is to follow another species around everywhere they go and take away, seize what they have and kick them out and kill them. You know, why do you want to do that to anybody? Hello? That's what these white people have done. It's not like they do it and they're gone. They're right here for you to see, the fucking ass idiot. I mean to say, they are primates. White people are primates. And what they do to be talking, you need to find out. Okay? Because I'm saying, when they gain the opportunity to be claiming to have governmental power over another jurisdictional people, who are covered under a kingship government, something is terribly gone bad. If you don't understand that, what else am I supposed to tell you? What am I supposed to tell you? All right, let's deal with the priestess here. Count U.S. crimes. Can you count the crime of these white people? Oklahoma City, March 11, 2022. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation, OSBI, is announcing that the remains of a woman found partially buried in Caddo County in 1995 have been identified as 20-year-old Katharina Bentivina of Midwest City, Oklahoma. All right? Up in America. Right? And African people, nobody pay no attention to it because they cannot create any such psychological friction against these white people, right? So it shows that the interbreeding that is still going on today between white and black people has destroyed the cerebrum and the cerebellum of the African people. Things that we should know, we don't know. And do we know a lot of things? Oh, we know a lot of things. And there are a lot of things that these white people depend on us for. But their aim is to be above us. So if we are not right, if we don't get our head, our brain, to become sane and sober like we have the power to rule our government. You see what I mean? These folks cannot rule a civilized government. If you think white people are ruling a civilized government, I prove it to you. You're not right about that. You are using the worst of them to be the best of us. And that doesn't work. It does not work. And you will see. The OSBI case unit, including criminalists in the biology unit at the OSBI Forensic Science Center, submit Bentivina DNA to pardon, nano lads in March. Okay, to Parabon NOLAS in March. So the DNA, okay. So Bentivena's DNA. So they submitted it to pardon no lads. It's not pardon. Is Parabon. No lads. He says they presented. They submitted. The Science Center submitted Bentivina's DNA to Parabon. Nano Lab in March of 2021. Parabon submitted results back to the OSBI with possible genetic matches in August of 2021. Agents then contact possible relatives requesting DNA samples
to compare to Bentivenus. Recently, OSBI agents were notified. The comparisons were a match. And Bentivenus family was notified that she was positively identified. We are thrilled. We are thrilled to be able to reunite Katrina with her family, said OSBI. While it took 27 years to be able to deliver the news, we never stopped working to identify Katrina. We pursue all options available at the time for victims, and sometimes we continue our pursuit of justice for Katrina. Bentivenus' membered body was discovered near Route 66 and Highway 281, the Cody County, on April 24, 1995. The Caddo County Sheriff's Office requested OSBI assistance with the investigation. It was difficult to identify Bentivenus. Bentivna at the time, because her hands and head were removed from her body. In 1996, a skull was found at the OSBI, later confirmed through DNA comparison, belonged to the body found in 1995. Over the years, agents have pursued numerous leads in an effort to identify Bentivenus with help from the Kudu County Sheriff's Office. Oklahoma office of Chief Medical Examiner, as well as the FBI. Now, my friends, let me tell you something. If you think today that white people ruling America is something civilized, I tell you not. White people are criminals wherever they come from. Go and read about them, how they get to the United States, and you will know that these are sodomite criminals. Okay? And the day that they began to talk was not a natural thing. Okay?
And now they come to be the police of the world. You imagine that? These criminals come to be the police of the world, government of the world. Really? No. It's their turn, turn the record on them. White people who say that they are a government. Come on now, get with it. African people don't deserve, even though I stipulate that we are to be blamed partially for some of our problem, okay? But if you commit a crime against the authority over you, and you are disciplined. But even like in the court of law, here we know today, you know, after a while, you spend some time, they call you up for parole. You know, are you worthy to be let back out on the, you know, to back to your freedom? Right? Well, African people is somewhat in that same position. Things happen, Africa, to give us away to these sodomite people. But when you check the background of the sodomite people and check the background of Africa, Africa become an idiot. Right? But Africa is still a civilized people. Africans are still civilized people. And they get into problem and things just go out. I mean, out of order. Africa turned into an idiot. They are not a fit government today. Africa is not a fit government. And who is controlling them? These faggot white people who talk about their ruling by what? What is the power that they are ruling by? Show it in the world literature textbook. It is the jurisdiction for civilized people and the uncivilized. And uncivilized don't rule anything. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. If you don't understand what I'm saying to you, if you think America is going on, you know, maybe with all of the wealth and you can this and that, this is what these sodomites are using to distort the knowledge of African people. They are destroying your sense of civility. That's what they're doing. Okay? But if you are not able to become, academically strong enough, because just as I said before, because you go to university, it doesn't mean that you are equipped to remove the problem that is in society. No, you are equipped to serve these sodomite white people that don't have no legal right over the jurisdiction of the Western world or anywhere outside of Europe. They belong to Europe, and that's where their fucking ass belong. In Europe. Look into the history and you will see how did they get out of Europe. How did they get out of Europe to be talking about they have government and can control over? Look at the calendar that they created and abolished the calendar of the gods and celebrations. They turn it into Christianity and Jesus Christ. I mean, under these people, fucking ass must be too stink that they can't come to a better sense yet. They can't come to everywhere we come to the Western world and claim that they are government, imperial colonialism. No. No. Not them. Not white people. They don't have absolutely nothing called government because everything that is government brought the Elohim gods, right? And if it's not them, tell me who. Okay? White people must go. White people must go. They are not African people's government. And just a fact. I'm reading to you a little excerpt about the calendar. Calendar was in service in the civilized under the jurisdiction of the gods themselves that created the African people. We are not hominids. We are wise sapien species. There is no way that, there's no way that, let's say, I am going to be alive and shut up about the truth that created the civilized world. And who hear the good words and heed will be blessed, because we have been destroyed and we are to be blamed. Now, you can't tell me that I did something to do it. No, I didn't. And those of us who live, you know, say in modern time, we born come see the crisis and may become a victim of it too. You see, because how many Africans in this modern time, you know, get drawn to white people, and you don't know why white people are talking. You don't know that they come from hate, like the first human million years ago. You don't know that. You come up into this modern time and you see them and you want, you know, to be friends with them, intimate friends with them, and they want intimate friendship from you too. But you don't know that that is RH, rhesus, monkey blood over there in that body there that look nice and sexy and stuff like that. And you don't know that they interbreed us in order to look sexy. You don't know that. And you don't know the reason why they are close to you to get in proximity. Talk about making friendship. In our culture, we and them have nothing to do with each other. Nothing. So for us to be in a position where we don't even know, we have really deteriorated bad, 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 bad. But to talk about that, you do something to do it. No, that's not the case. It's not our position that. But we must come to know, because we have the civilized brain to make discovery. So we must make, we are capable of making discovery, because clearly we see that something is bad. A whole lot of African people are out there, men and women. And you can hear the distress in their voice when they are talking. You can see the helplessness, because guess what? They see, if they were to try to like revolt against white people, they would be dead long before, you know, before too long. Yeah, they are afraid because they don't know the way to fix anything, right? And to the least that they could do is tell people don't go to church, but they don't even know that. They are going to church too, because they feel like going to church is a part of their duty toward God. They too believe that a God is in the Bible. They don't read, and it's not that they are not university graduates. Yeah, they graduate university, but they're still lacking something. They don't know what it is. You see? So they only know to talk and beat down upon things that, you know, they have a right to beat down, but they don't know the solution. So therefore, they will have to just talk and go keep quiet and go back to whatever their life is. But it takes a lot to read words and become loyal to the words you are reading. Read in context. Read your history, because that is going to tell you exactly where you're coming from, who you are, what you are supposed to be doing right now. You're supposed to know that. But when you don't even care too much about world history, or you just look at history as just one of those things, but history, if you realize it, is a history of the past. And a lot of people disrespect the past, but we're not talking about the past that the Bible talks about, because the Bible talks about past. Bible don't want, not telling you where you're from now. You see, because the Bible is keeping us from knowing who we are. You want to read certified academically certified world history. They know what is history from what not history. The Bible is not history, because the Bible is not committed to tell you what is the object in the subject that it is talking about. You see, they give you the intangible part of a story, but they can't show you the tangible part that make the story true. So you only have a story, like Jesus born in Bethlehem of Judea. But what happened to the real history of that story? They cannot tell you the truth about that. They tell you a whole bunch of lies. And these people, white people, they can write foolishness, as much as they can write something that makes sense. But they come up talking by a lie and by a criminal means. You see what I mean? So they grow up into being criminal, talking. White people that you see here today. That's a fact. If we don't read and find out what these white people do to bewitch us, why we cannot talk like we're supposed to, why we cannot make discovery like we're supposed to, when them tell us about how Abraham talked to God out of the sky, and you're reading that in the Bible, a whole lot of it. That's our lies about God speak and make covenant with Abraham and all this kind of stuff. These are white sodomites writing this stuff about us. And we can't find out. We cannot find out. You see the day when you find that out? That's the last day you go to church. Because we are filled with the idea that church is good. We don't know these white people are. We read about them in the World History textbook, and you don't know who they are. You read about Roman Empire and all that kind of stuff, and you don't really know the real story, right? So Roman Empire remained an intangible thing, though it has a tangible element to make you know what they are calling Roman Empire. You see, you don't know where this Roman thing come from, but you think Roman is good. He's a good people that make up Romans that you're reading about in the Bible. No, you do not. And you will have to do a lot of researching before you find out. Because if you do Google, Google will tell you something relevant to it, but you have to do some searching before it come to light. You see, to understand where we Africans are coming from and where these white people are coming from, it is something that has to happen to you. You have to realize it. I come to find out reading and making distinction in what I am reading. And don't overlook words at all. Anything that you're reading with an issue, make sure you know the words then that is telling you about it. You see what I mean? It's the more we know about words, we will have knowledge. But as long as we are believing in something and we don't the virtue of it from the words them that we are using, you know, we can't lock the door or open it with that kind of a attitude or disposition. And that is what the white people are using on African people. You see, they know how to use words, but they use it to lie every day. Every day they use it to lie and keep African people in the dark. You see? So you will have to get to know the words and able to use it like them, but you dig down into the word deeper than where they go with it, and that's where you find things in what they're saying. So they will tell you something and it sounds good, but if you read good and follow those words carefully, you'll find out that they screw you up. They screw you up. And using words where you're using too. Because you know more in the word than them. You go deeper than them in the word and trap that they set up for us and lure us into, you know, somewhere we're not supposed to go. They do all of those things, and we will never find out unless we're married to words and know exactly what anything you read say. You see what I mean? And you will find out that, hey, words are your intimate friends. And my friends, I want to thank you for listening. But this, I want to tell you that we are born and developed under a calendar called the solar calendar. And what has happened when A.D. Anno Domini came in, they changed from using the solar calendar and start to go by the moon season. That's what Christianity is based on, the season of the moon. You hear me? So celebration and stuff like that that we would do to the gods, we don't do them to the gods. We do it in Christianity. Under the moon season. And you know what? I could tell you more, but the more that I could tell you is, for example, let me see how far I could go that you may understand some of what I am saying. So you have real virtue to figure out what I'm saying. Now, Eden was a prefix that means month, long time ago. If you put Eden, E-Z-E-N, in Google, you may not, if you don't know how to dig to find out, the first thing that they are going to tell you is going to alienate you from what you really want to know, right? But if you continue to trace what they tell you, you may find out exactly what you want to know. But they're not telling you what Eden mean because they go through a lot of disfiguring our calendar, so we don't know as African what we are supposed to do. Whilst they have us, filling up the church with Jesus Christ and adoring Jesus Christ, that don't, it's not civilized information that. You see, so when them gone off with us, like alligator, you know, in the pond, we don't know, you know, things that we are supposed to attach to. All right. The months were, the months were the time festivals, when the festival of Enlil or the festival of Ninurta, which is Enlil's son, of high ranking as a god, or those of the other leading deities were to be observed. You're talking about in ancient times. We civilized people, white people have nothing to do with it. We go live and created under this calendar. The calendar's purpose was to enable religious observances. Should not surprise find an instance that still regulate our lives. Imagine this, because somebody interfered. So if you notice now, the report is like going off what the thing, what the calendar is, to what is not supposed to be now. And that's what these sodomite people have done. So it is telling you that we find an instance that still regulate our lives in the current common purely Christian calendar. What is Christianity? These dogged sodomite fucking ass white people, them who come to be the world's leaders. Its principal festival and the focal point that determines the rest of the annual calendar is Easter. You see, under the Christian thing, it is Easter they bring in to determine the time when celebration has nothing to do with the Elohim kingship celebration on the 365 years. Europe did not create 365 days a year. They doctor up the 365 days a year to do Christian thing. This is what I want to tell you, you know. And it goes on more to tell you more of what they do. More details is in this here that I'll, you know, try to read another time. But the thing is, they bring in this Christianity stuff. Its principal festival. Its principal festival and the focal point that determines the rest of the annual calendar is Easter. Easter is this Jesus that don't exist. They make this up. That's how greedy they are to denigrate our brain and to get us to accept sodomy. That's all they're about. All right, Easter. It's not for us. It's them make it. When they are using Jesus and Easter and raised from the dead and all that, when we go into that, our brain is dead. No joke about that. Our brain is almost dead, but dead in a psychological way. So we don't really understand civilization. The celebration of the resurrection. That's Easter. We Africans not into that because they use Easter. They kill us with the act of Easter. Easter don't belong to African people. All right. So it talks about now this New Testament stuff that we are into. Oh, hell. Man, let me tell you something. We are dead psychologically with this Jesus believing stuff. He says, all right. So it talks about the focal point determines the rest of the annual calendar is Easter. So you see that apart from the sun, the solar calendar, completely now, it is no longer the focal point. It is now Easter is the focal point of these sodomite folks. Is its principal festival and the focal point that determines the rest of the annual calendar is Easter, the celebration of the resurrection according to the New Testament. You see that? You're an African person and you're believing into the New Testament. You're psychologically dead. I'm telling you. It's a fact. It's the New Testament of Jesus on the third day after his resurrection. These things are not true. It's a dead thing. Western Christians celebrate Easter on the first Sunday after the full moon occurs, on or right after the spring equinox. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. You go on more, there's more in this to learn. African people, you get into your history, you will find out what I'm saying to be fact. Okay? These white people hunt us down and everywhere they push us out. You mean we don't have enough sense to know that's not right? Everywhere we are, they come after 100,000 years that we are in the Western world. And they come after us on the top of they have, Jesus as a in the year of our Lord. And you can't find anything in civilized history to support that anything that they're saying. But what? Believe it, and you're all in the boat. I thank you, my friend. See you on the next edition.